It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's,
a 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight,
to buzzer beaters,
Atkinson scores, 1.4 seconds left,
to champions,
for the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody all over North America, my people in their vehicles, my people who are in their place of employment, my people making money, taking money, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're at home. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're just relaxing. Anyway, super producer and host Dave Shepherd is holding it down in New York City, and we're going to be here with you for one more hour. Opening day for Major League Baseball, it's a wrap. Every team has played, all the games have concluded, and yeah, these games, I haven't looked at the time of play for every game. Oh, well, how about this? I'm looking at one right now. The last game of the night that just ended, and we're going to talk about this because I want to spend more time on Ohtani in a few minutes. The Oakland Athletics beat the Los Angeles Angels 2-1. Okay. Not a lot of scoring. The game took exactly 2 hours and 30 minutes. I know, right? That's new baseball. You got a pitch clock. You got folks coming in. You got coming up to the plate. They're sitting down. The pitcher isn't spending a year and a day, you know, thinking about what he's going to eat for dinner. He's forced to go out there and throw the baseball. And we're going to get into Ohtani and his performance in a few minutes. But that's not the only games. Let me get some of this basketball stuff out the way first. But here's the deal. Tonight we had two big blowouts in the NBA. One blowout, the Boston Celtics decided to absolutely lose their mind tonight. The Boston Celtics smacked the Bucks 140-99. Jason Tatum had 40 points. Brown went out there, he had 30 points, and they got smashed. A few minutes ago, we had another ass-whooping in the NBA. There was no Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic getting, a day off or whatever the excuse they want to come up with for it. But up in Denver, the Pelicans smashed the Nuggets 107-88. Brandon Ingram went out, and he had himself a triple-double. 31 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. The New Orleans Pelicans, they currently have a record of 39-38. And the Pelicans, what are they waiting for? I guess they're waiting for Zion Williamson. The Pelicans are seventh right now, ahead of Minnesota and the Los Angeles Lakers. So I guess maybe we'll see Zion play basketball. Who knows? It's Zion. He's big as hell on the bench. What he looks like on the court, we'll find out soon enough. Anyway, continuing and thinking on. I told you about baseball season. It's pretty appropriate, right? You open up the day with an Aaron Judge home run, and then you end the night with a Shohei Ohtani excellent start. And then the man still loses. Let's think about the early portion of the day. The New York Yankees were able to go out and handle business in their home opener. The New York Yankees beat the San Francisco Giants in Yankee Stadium 5-0. And the home run, the first home run of the season? Of course, it was Aaron Judge. Take a listen to this. John Sterling, WFAN, Yankees Radio Network.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field in deep. Back goes Yastrzemski. On the track. At the wall. She is gone. Unbelievable. Aaron Judge, in his first at-bat of the year, hits a home run to dead center. It is a Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Does he got to say that every time? I guess the answer is yes. Might as well just replay that song. Don't have to hear it over and over and over again. There were other games. We're going to get to Ohtani. How about Jacob deGrom making his debut for the Texas Rangers? They gave him $185 million, and in his first game ever for the Rangers, he stunk. The Rangers still won the game 11-7, but deGrom was hot garbage on a summer day, and it's not even summer yet. DeGrom went out there, and he had one of the worst outings of his career. 3 2/3 innings pitched. He gave up 6 hits. He gave up 5 runs. He still struck out 7. He has an ERA of 12.27. DeGrom spoke after the game, and he stated the obvious. It's like, yeah, this isn't what I wanted.
I didn't make some pitches when I needed to. Obviously, you know, I'm not thrilled with how I threw the ball, but, you know, the guys did a good job there in the bottom of the fourth to put up, 9 runs and then continue to add on. So, you know, my outing, I'm not thrilled with. Didn't make pitches when I needed to, but the most important thing is we got to win.
Yeah. The defending World Series champions, they lost at home in Texas. The Chicago White Sox beat the Houston Astros. The final score there, 3-2-2. Tim Anderson went 2-for-4. Cease, excellent start, 6 1/3, 10 strikeouts. That's pretty much what you expect from him. And the bats were pretty silent for Houston. They were only able to muster 4 hits total. That's it. And also pretty odd to see Jose Abreu on the opposite side of the field, away from the Sox. And then, of course, there was no Altuve as he's recovering from that broken finger. I think it's his thumb that he suffered in the World Baseball Classic. And then, here in the nightcap, this was the final game of the night. We had one MVP winner in Aaron Judge starting off the night. And then we had another former MVP winner right before Aaron Judge the year before. He ended with a loss. And I guess this is the story, unfortunately, for Shohei Ohtani. You should get used to this. He had the Angels in this game. The Angels ultimately lose to the Oakland Athletics. The final score, 2-1. Shohei Ohtani went on the mound, and he pitched 6 innings. He struck out 10. He only gave up 2 hits. He did not allow a damn run. But of course, the bullpen came on. They let Oakland get back into the game. And if we know anything about the Oakland Athletics, they suck. And welcome to life as an Angels fan. Welcome to life with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, let's be real for a minute here. It was only last week. Shep, was the World Baseball Classic last week?
Yes, it's crazy.
It's only last week that Shohei Ohtani is at the World Baseball Classic. He walked away with the MVP. He just struck out his teammate, Mike Trout, and people were absolutely losing their minds. Hey, Shep, do we got that Japanese call? Do we have that?
We do, sir.
Let's listen to the Japanese announcers. I don't know what they're screaming, but they're excited. Listen to this.
Full count. Ohtani ka? Trout ka?
Your guess is as good as mine. Dude, that's exciting, right? Now Shohei Ohtani had to come back to America, and it seemed exciting. The man pitched, that's all you get, pitched six innings and had 10 strikeouts. Take a listen to this strikeout. This is on Bally Sports.
This will likely be the end of the night for Ohtani. Great opening night for Shohei. Swing and a miss, strike three. A 10-strikeout opening act in 2023 for Shohei Ohtani. Six scoreless and the Angels in front by one.
And then they lost 2-1. Welcome to life for Shohei Ohtani. It's like, Shep, is it Snickers? What commercial do they say? Life comes at you fast. You remember which one is it?
Oh, I don't think it's Snickers. I think it's like bad mood or like hungry, grab a Snickers, something like that.
Life comes at you fast. What commercial is that?
It's Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, but it was also in a nationwide. Nationwide insurance. Life comes at you fast. It is Ferris Bueller. Yeah, but it's also nationwide. I guess I'm old because I feel like that commercial was yesterday. The commercial says from 2008. But anyway, life comes at you fast. But we knew this was going to be the case for Shohei Ohtani. He hit his peak in the World Baseball Classic, and now he has to come back and basically drag the Angels around on his back. Because God knows Mike Trout, his back might be busted. And Shohei Ohtani did not win the MVP last year. We know that the MVP went along to Aaron Judge, hitting an American League record, 62 home runs. Aaron Judge almost won the Triple Crown, really only percentage points away, and didn't win it on the last day. Ohtani had a ridiculous season last year. If the Los Angeles Angels were worth a damn, Shohei Ohtani probably would have edged out Aaron Judge. Let's think about this. Shohei Ohtani last season had 34 home runs. That was fourth in the American League. He had 95 RBIs. That was seventh in the American League. And then you think about what he was able to do as a pitcher. He started 28 games. He had an ERA just a shade above 2 and won 15 games. He finished third in strikeouts. He struck out 219 dudes, man. He led in strikeouts per 9, 12 strikeouts. Shohei Ohtani, he has been doing, and he won the MVP the year before that. Shohei Ohtani has been doing things that we have never seen in baseball at all. Flat and period. You can go ahead and take a look at Babe Ruth, and you could say, oh, well, Babe Ruth was out there pitching, and oh, Babe Ruth was also hitting. No. In the meat of his career, he went from pitching, and then he transitioned over into hitting. He was not doing what Shohei Ohtani is doing right now. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, and this is something to point out. I mentioned it last hour. Shohei Ohtani is making $30 million this season by himself. And he got that money. He won it via arbitration. We know this is the final year of his contract. Shohei Ohtani is about to break the bank. And he's in a contract year. Is he going to do better than what he did last season? I have no idea, but I'm here to see it. I'm here to watch and to find out. The team that he opposed, the sad, miserable Oakland Athletics that may not be long for Oakland, that entire roster, their entire salary combined is $40 million. The entire roster. $40 million for a whole team. Shohei Ohtani, $30 million salary by himself. And we also learned that Shohei Ohtani is making another $35 million in off-the-field endorsements. And so if you want to do some simple math here, Shohei Ohtani, $65 million. The entire Oakland Athletics team, I don't know, maybe somebody's making, you know, 25,000 in endorsements. So let's go ahead and say, you know, 40 million and $25,000. It's still miserable. And so Shohei Ohtani, he can't get the hell up out there sooner than later. And at 28 years old right now, Shohei Ohtani, he's a baseball freak, man. I don't know if this is going to spurn additional kids hitting and pitching over the next, 15 to 20 years. I don't believe that this is something we'll see more of. Maybe we will down the line. Ohtani, and this is a big if, because I don't care if you're just a hitter in baseball or if you are just a pitcher or what sport it is. Really, it just comes down to health. How is Ohtani's body going to be taxed as he gets older? He is a gigantic human being. I every time I look at Ohtani, I go, damn, he's huge. Shohei Ohtani is built for power. Whether he's on the mound or whether he's in the batter's box, he's 6'4". They list him at 210. He looks like he is bigger than that. He's like, can you imagine, and this might be a stretch, it is, could you imagine having a baseball player who was Roger Clemens on the mound and Barry Bonds in the batter's box? That's like a creator player.
I mean, we always talk about unicorn being synonymous with Shohei Ohtani. And the thing about Ohtani, unlike Clemens and definitely unlike Bonds, JR, is he seems to be very much liked, not just by his teammates, but the media.
I think the other thing is, he ain't on them drugs like them other two guys.
That's a very good point.
I want to see, there are a lot of things I want to see in sports. I want to see Giannis get another championship. I'd love to see it. I'd like to see Kevin Durant win one. I'd like to see LeBron win another. One day, I'd love it if the New York Jets won a Super Bowl. I'd love to see that. I want to see Shohei Ohtani. I want to see how long he can last. There's no way in hell that he's going to pitch forever. There's a good chance that whether it's the Dodgers or the Mets, he's going to get a 10-year deal. They're going to tell him, or maybe it's 8, whatever. He's going to make almost $500 million. I think that goes without saying. How long is he going to last, though? He cannot do this 10 years from now. Or maybe he's a freak. He's already had surgery. He can't hit and pitch at 38. They're going to tell him, be a reliever, maybe, possibly. They're going to tell him, be a DH. I want to know how long he can do this. I do believe this. If Shohei Ohtani can continue what he's doing for, say, 4 more seasons, 5 more seasons, this might sound nuts. Shohei Ohtani can build himself a case for being the best baseball player that we've ever seen in the majors, because we have never seen a player hit and pitch the way that he's doing. Now, here's the other bumper. Shohei Ohtani, he got to win something, right? He can't just be out here putting up these numbers and nobody's watching. He can't do this on a crap team that's going nowhere. We have to see Shohei Ohtani do some damage in the postseason. Bryce Harper, we don't see him right now because of his elbow, and God bless him. I hope we could see him sooner than later, even going out there and playing the field. Bryce Harper lit it up this past postseason towards a damn almost World Series. I haven't seen Shohei Ohtani in a super pressure situation. I'm not counting all that excitement from the World Baseball Classic. I want to see him pitching for the Dodgers. I want to see Ohtani for the Mets. I want to see Ohtani on the Yankees. I want to see Ohtani on a team in the World Series, hitting home runs, striking dudes out. I don't want to see Ohtani lifting the MVP for the World Baseball Classic. I want to see him lifting the Commissioner's Trophy and building his resume. Shohei Ohtani is seemingly, possibly, a once-in-a-lifetime athlete. We've seen a bunch. We've seen a few of them. Ohtani fits the bill. And I don't know how long he can do this or maintain it, but if he can, and this is a major if, he can go down as quite possibly the greatest baseball player ever. He got a lot of to do in front of him. The possibility is there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. And then on the other side of the break, I'll tell you about a guy. He already is one of the greatest. He also plays in California. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night, and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive trucks at night, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You were talking about Shohei Ohtani and how much of a freak athlete he is. How long can he continue this? Just pitching and hitting at an elite level, doing both at the same time. He's in a contract year. I assume he's going to get a contract at in excess of probably $500 million. Or even if it's not that much, he's going to bank a whole lot of money in a single season. I don't know, 50 to 60 per. Maybe Steve Cohen, maybe the Dodgers. Dodgers didn't spend a lot of money this season. Maybe they're saving up for Shohei Ohtani. That deal is going to be ridiculous. And if, and it is a massive if, Shohei Ohtani can keep this up for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 more seasons, and he might be in the position of being the greatest player of all time, I think in addition he's going to have to go out there and actually compete consistently in the playoffs, or at least have an amazing experience. And I don't think that's going to come with the Angels. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before I pick up the phone line, speaking of a once-in-a-lifetime player, it's been reported that Steph Curry has extended his contract with Under Armour. I believe he is just past his 10th shoe with Under Armour. He first signed his deal in 2013. They have an entire Curry brand that started a few years ago. All my folks in Baltimore know everything about Kevin Plank and the relationship with the community in Baltimore, and even Ray Lewis and Steph Curry. It's thought that this deal could be worth more than his NBA contracts combined, which would be an additional probably $500 million. These numbers are just nuts. And Steph Curry picking up equity and every other thing that you could think of with this new deal, as he is already, man, Steph Curry, he got to be, what, 34, 35 years old? 35 years old.
Just turned 35.
Just turned 35 on the 14th. It's nuts. And he's still playing out of his mind, dropping 30 points per game and shooting 40-plus from three. 855-212-4CBS. Jim is here from Georgia. What's up, Jim?
Well, there was a song about I get mine and he get his. And I believe if I was Shohei Ohtani, or most any pitcher maybe, like on the Braves, they only throw average of 5, maybe 6 innings as a starter. But if I was as good as Shohei and had all the everything like hitting and pitching – I may would go ahead and tell them, hey, let me come in relief two innings one night. Let me come in relief one inning one night. Then I'd pad my stuff against wins and losses, even with the bullpen. And then I'd come up against Mr. Judge and say, wait a minute. I pitch starting. I close. I hit. Wait a minute. That's about as good, that's about as good as hitting a triple crown. I think I'm better than him. And I'd go ahead and pad it, get all my stuff while I can before I start getting older. And well, then trying to chase stuff like some people do when they get older.
I think from a monetary perspective, and thank you, Jim, for calling from Georgia. From a monetary perspective, you're going to make more money as a starting pitcher per year. We know what he's capable of with the bat in his hand. We know what he's capable of when he has the ball in his hand. He can make more money as a starter. I think as his career progresses, there's a possibility of them having or him having eligible days out of the bullpen, but it's so much easier to know or manage his workload. This is when he will start. This is when he will play. This is where we will play him versus the unknowns of a reliever. You never know when you'll need him. Ben is calling on four wheels somewhere, maybe more. Hey, Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, new listener, first-time caller, really enjoy your show. Catch it on my way home from work. As far as, Shohei Ohtani, I think he potentially, he's on the right path to be, the greatest, player, we've ever seen, in baseball. I think that he's going to want to help his team however he can with the bat, pitching, whether he's starting, in relief, whatever. He's going to want to help his team however he can. It's not going to be with the Angels. I hope, personally, it's with the Giants. The Dodgers don't need to, boost their clientele any more than they already have. Same thing with the Yankees. It's kind of like Madison Bumgarner when, he would, pitch for the Giants and he'd be up there jacking home runs and, striking people out, like he does.
Yeah,
and then,
the
World Series, he's coming.
To see someone do it on a consistent level is what is freakish. I can certainly remember CC Sabathia when he would have the bat in his hands. He would be out there swinging for the fences, even with that short period of time when he was with the Brewers. And I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
He can. He has the potential to be the greatest player that we've ever seen. I don't know, and this is the fun part, I don't know if he'll do it. It's really about how long he can be this productive on both sides, both in the batter's box and then on the mound. And only time is going to dictate that. Thank you so much, Ben, for calling up in the Bay. Hey, Shep, what's on your mind, man? What do you think about this dude?
Well, JR, the question I had for you was, when we think of basketball and we think of football, obviously for quarterback specifically, greatest of all time goes hand in hand with Super Bowl victories. And in basketball, a lot of it is predicated on championships. When I think of baseball, and correct me if I'm wrong, the four guys that come to mind, apologies to Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson, Cy Young, Mo, etc. I got Mr. Freezing Man himself, Ted Williams. I got Willie. I got Hank. I got Babe. Now, Babe, we know about 1926, three home runs in one game. We know with Willie Mays, the catch 1954, that's his lone World Series. Now, Ted Williams has no hardware. He's also got no great moments when it comes to what he's done in the World Series. Obviously, playing for Boston doesn't help, especially before 2004. So, JR, my point, my question to you is, with all that being said, does Shohei Ohtani even have to go deep in a playoff run, given the nature of the sport, for us to even consider him one of the all-time greats? Where basketball and football, he would, but in baseball, is there the exception because it's so much predicated on what the team does, a 25-man, 25-woman sport, as opposed to basketball where there's five people on the sport on the court at one time, and then in football, 12 people on the field at one time. So does Shohei Ohtani need to make a deep run in order to be considered one of the all-time greats? Because if not, he's already there.
No, I don't think so. I think it would certainly help his case. And it's not, I'm not talking about being one of the great players. I think if Shohei Ohtani just disappeared tomorrow, I think there would be people who go, man, he was one of the greatest players that we've ever seen. Would he be one of the all-time greats up there? No. But he has a chance to be the greatest ever. Is it going to happen? I have no idea. A pitcher can be out here one day and blow out his arm the next, and he's cooked. We have an excellent pitcher. We got one of the greatest pitchers that I've ever seen with my own two damn eyes, who's thrown a baseball the past 4 or 5 years, in Jacob DeGrom. The problem is, Jacob DeGrom can't stay healthy. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. And so I don't think it's necessary for Ohtani to go on or have a massive playoff run to be considered one of the greatest of all time. I think he's certainly on his way. But if he wants to be the greatest of all time, which I think is possible if he can stay healthy, a massive if, I think a big part of that would be to at least see him in the postseason. And God knows this much, that ain't happening with these Angels. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'll get some more of your calls before we have to wrap up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I gotta shut up and leave in a few minutes, and that's just what it is. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry about it. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before I even move on or do anything, I can't. No, that's not appropriate for radio. I can't say that. I don't deserve my ass whooped either. My main man, Dexter Henry. Dexter, man, I'm sorry.
No, man, it's all good.
I said, Kevin, you ain't Kevin. I know you, man.
Yeah, man, it's all good, man. It's all good. Like I said, sometimes we get the Dexters mixed up. Kevin's Dexter's last name. I've got its first name, you know.
Yeah, I was on the flow of Shohei, and I was on the flow, and then I screwed up, man. I'm sorry.
Man, it's all good. And listen, man, it's not going to be – if somebody wants to whoop your ass, it's not going to be me. That's not going to be me.
Oh, not you.
That. I'm not the guy that does that.
Not you.
You know how I do that. It's all love. You know that.
I know. Well, why you're here?
Yes.
Man, you do so much more amazing things in the New York City metropolitan area. You know, you've actually had me on the show that you do with SNY and the collaboration with the New York Post. Tell us about that, man.
Yeah, man, I've been doing that for a little bit over a year now. I can't believe this happened, the digital partnership between the SNY and the New York Post, and I'm the weekend sports anchor there beside working here at CBS Sports Radio and WFAN. And, you know, what we do, if you've seen some of the videos, you'll see JR's on me. We talk about different sports topics. We get a lot of great interviews, people like JR coming on. So we talk about everything in New York sports, even nationally as well, too. So with a lot of great interviews, we do a lot of great content and hopefully some more new stuff coming on, especially with baseball season starting and NBA playoffs. There should be a lot. So you'll see JR on listeners a lot more with me because we always have some good conversations when JR comes through. And I'll let people know when JR comes with me, he always gets my name right. That there's no mistakes that happen there. JR gets the name right.
one time for everything. Well, in SNY, for everybody listening, SNY is the home of the New York Mets, and they broadcast the games. They have a huge digital imprint. And can you pitch? Can you, like, go to Citi Field and help them out when they get back? Because All their guys are falling down. They're hurt. They can't get up. Like, even Verlander, can you pitch?
You know what's funny, JR? I know you and I, we were supposed to do something last week, and then we were unable to do that. And I was going to ask you if you had concerns about the Mets pitching. So it's funny you bring that up because Look, I had concerns about it with them signing Verlander, right? You have two older dudes at the top of the rotation. Then obviously you get the news today that Verlander's going to hit the IL. I can't pitch. Trust me. I'm not going to do it. I'm as old as Verlander, almost.
Right.
They don't need me pitching out there. That's the last thing they need. But listen, this is what happens when you invest with older guys at the top of the rotation. It was a concern, and you're seeing this early on in the season. Now, if you're a Mets fan, I think you probably rather this happen earlier rather than later. Maybe that's the silver lining way to look at it, but still a concern. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a slow burn for the New York Mets and their entire starting rotation. You got Quintana already out. Max Scherzer over the past couple of seasons. I mean, before the Mets acquired the guy, he finished one season with a dead arm. So it's a lot of kids' gloves stuff. Hey, Dexter, where can people follow you and keep up with everything that you do?
Yeah, people can follow me at DHenryTV on all social media platforms. You can also check out New York Post Sports YouTube channel as well as SNY's YouTube channel. A lot of my work is up on there. And like I said, follow me. I appreciate this, JR, you know, talking to me. You always come on my platform. So I'm always glad when we get to work together and we get to talk a little bit here. It's always good.
Nah, no problem. More and more. When we talk about how terrible the Mets become, we'll do some more.
That's something I could always talk about. I'm not wishing them to be terrible, but it sounds like you're projecting a little bit there.
Not just every now and then I just say things.
That's what you do. That's why you're so great at what you do in the world of radio. That's why you're so amazing at it.
Thanks. I just say stuff. Well, thank you, Dexter, my main man. Make sure y'all check out Dexter Henry. Hey, Dex, I'll catch up with you soon, okay, boss?
Yes, we'll talk soon. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's try to get a couple of calls in before we roll out. Hey, we got Chris from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Okay, Shohei. Yeah, Shohei is special. Man, we haven't seen that. Unless they saw Babe Ruth, and I don't know about that. But anyway, he's special. I don't know about the Hall of Fame just yet.
Chris. You talk so fast, I didn't understand what you said. I heard the name Babe Ruth. I didn't understand the context. What were you saying?
Can you clarify? We just really haven't seen, and we haven't, anyone living, I guess, hasn't seen the likes of Shohei.
Correct. But what is the correlation with Babe Ruth?
I guess the pitching and hitting in one person.
But the difference is that Babe Ruth did not do it pretty much at the same time, not full time.
No, not like Shohei. That's correct.
Correct. Gotcha. Okay. What else you got?
But it's just so unique. But I still don't know if he's I don't know how high up on the all time greats and Hall of Fame status yet so far. But be debated. I don't know.
Yes.
But he's
well. That's
on
my point. Whoa, Chris. That's my point. In due time, the fun part is waiting to see.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's kind of we're losing when we don't see those big time players in the spotlights.
Yeah.
I had a question though. I run into a little brick wall with some people about this Trey Turner. They like to throw him up. I'm a Nationals fan. Well, I'm a baseball fan first and foremost. And Trey Turner, and they're picking on the Nationals. Why are they ejecting key players? But they really, when they came back in the pandemic, they, Strasburg broke down. Corbin wasn't himself.
Yes.
Rendon had to go. And then,
you got to speed it up, Chris.
Okay,
we're at the end of the show.
The writing was on the wall that they had, it's time to rebuild. Therefore, they traded.
So, what's your question?
Well, Trey Turner was worth keeping. But if he was not going to sign, just like
question?
Juan Soto.
What's your question?
And the Dodgers trade.
Where'd he go?
So wouldn't you agree that?
Yes, I do. I agree. He wasn't worth signing. You could have just asked me that. The answer is yes. Not for the Nationals.
Appreciate
yes.
it. Sorry for the waste of time. Thank you, JR. Have a good show. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. what else can I say? That took a minute. Lou is calling from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Lou, quickly.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Go ahead, quickly.
Now, do the Celtics, I know it's an optimum night to tell you, talk about the Celtics, but do they have people hate the Celtics like they do the Patriots? Or
No. The Celtics, yeah, okay, they might have be right there with the Los Angeles Lakers at the top of the most storied NBA franchises and the championships. But why would people hate the Celtics, man? They ain't been on no 20-year stretch like the Patriots have. We got the team that won in, what was that, 08? And before that, I got to go back to the 80s. Why would people hate the Celtics?
Well, not only that, when I grew up, they won 18 yes, right.
Yeah, but that's
8 championships in a row, I believe it was.
That's quite some time ago, though.
Yeah, but I'm 71, so.
Yeah, you're still young. Ain't nobody hates the Celtics, man. The Patriots, people don't even care really about the Patriots anymore because Tom Brady's gone. Okay? Hey, Lou, you enjoy the run, okay? Hopefully the Celtics can do some damage for you.
I enjoy a lot.
I like you, Lou. I like you. Thank you.
Thanks for the ride.
Of course. Listen, I give rides. Give rides for free. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, I'm getting a free ride out of town. I got to shut up. I got to leave. I got to walk out of the studio. But I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. All the best to Shohei Ohtani. You're going to get paid. You don't need no well wishes. I'll take him back, okay? 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me everywhere online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to my main man, Dexter Henry. Thank you to super producer and host, Dave Shepard, holding it down. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, but listen, don't worry. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Don't move.